Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to do the impossible. We're going to make economics exciting. Paulina says the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Professor Tom Cargill about the independence of the feds and all other economic issues.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Mary Lau and Chris Wicker. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge. Help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Tom Cargill. He is professor of economics at the University of Nevada. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you.
So this latest round of QE, what is it, 1400 at this point, Fed has given
us? No, QEP3.
Right. How long can we continue to have money at 0% interest rates?
Well, the only reason bad things haven't happened yet is because the recovery, if you even want to call it that, is so anemic. So there's no real demand for credit at this point. For some strange reason, inflationary expectations are still relatively tame. But all of that could change literally overnight. And the reason the Fed can get away with this and keeping interest rates so low is because there is capital flight from much of the world, especially Europe. People want to get out of euros and they want to buy dollar-denominated bonds. So what that does is increase the price of our bonds and keeps that interest rate low.
What are some of the things that could change that?
Financial markets, you know, when they're essentially unstable, they may look stable for a while, then it just takes one event, maybe a riot in Greece where against an austerity program, or in Spain, and all of a sudden everybody really gets scared that this thing is falling apart, and interest rates can shoot up very, very quickly. And even a 1 percentage point increase in interest rates here in the United States would have disastrous effects on the deficit. It would add probably another $100 billion to the deficit overnight.
Now, the message that we're getting from the Fed and from Ben Bernanke is we're going to keep interest rates as low as we can until 2015, hoping to give people some stability, hopefully, you know, being able to predict what's going to happen with those. Does that stem inflation, or are we just holding it off so we're going to get a huge hit at the end of that?
Well, what Ben Bernanke is relying on is 20 years of credibility that the Fed has built up about its willingness to maintain a stable value of the nation's currency. But that's beginning to erode. And once expectations change, things happen very, very quickly, as they did during the 1970s when we ended up with stagflation. But as I say, the main reason Bernanke's been able to get away with this is because there's so much world demand for dollar-denominated financial assets that drives our interest rates down. So they're artificially being held down because the Fed has been buying these securities, and of course that keeps the interest rates low, and there's world demand for our securities to hold.
Okay, now you posed it in an upcoming article for the Reno Gazette Journal that Bernanke and the Fed are being inherently political in trying to help President Obama.
That is my view.
And yes. What do you base that on?
Well, I base it on a very, very close study of Federal Reserve history, Bank of Japan history, Bank of Korea history. Central banks are creatures of government. In fact, the history of central banks is they were actually first created to finance government spending. The idea of monetary policy came along much, much later, and Alan Meltzer, who is a world famous economist, has just written a 2-volume history of the Federal Reserve since from 1913 to the present, and he shows quite consistently that sometimes the Fed can act independently in a sense that is do the right thing, but that's usually because when government's not increasing spending or not running deficits or not playing an activist role. The minute government becomes activist, like it did under the Kennedy and the Johnson administration, the Nixon administration, and so forth, you can find overwhelming evidence that the Federal Reserve is sensitive to political pressures. For example, Arthur Burns, during the 1970s, he had a secret diary. And now nothing really is secret in Washington.
Right.
But it was published a few years ago. And anybody that believes in central bank independence needs to read this. There are references after references that he said, I talked with President Nixon and told him he didn't have to worry about the Fed, that his election prospects looked bright. He was almost like a cabinet member. Now, there's no direct evidence that Bernanke has had that kind of interchange with President Obama, but he's acting as if he's had.
How does this work? I mean, okay, you got your federal Reserve Board of Governors. Do you lobby them? I mean, do you have people from the administration or Congress or business people go up and say, hey, you know, maybe we need to keep interest rates down or maybe we need to knock these up? I mean, are these people that you go and lobby on monetary policy?
No, of course not. It's much more subtle than that. Here's where the subtlety comes in. The Federal Reserve is legally independent, what we call de jure independent, and it prides itself on that, which means that it becomes a prisoner of its own independence, its concepts. So to keep it in de facto fashion, it will actually act dependent on the government. And also, because the government can take away that de jure independence anytime it wants, and the Fed knows it. The other thing is that the Federal Reserve has its own legislative agenda. It wants to extend its regulatory and supervisory power, and so it wants a favor from Congress and the executive branch, and in return knows that if it provides the kind of monetary policy that the existing government wants, it's going to have better luck in getting this legislative agenda passed.
All right, let's take a break. More with Tom Cargill when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tom Cargill. He is professor of economics at the University of Nevada. So let me ask you this. You know, these 0% interest rates are great for people that are have the ability to borrow money, businesses that have the ability to borrow money, and for the banking industry. But what about all of the senior citizens who are relying on their portfolios to be able to retire in some kind of comfort? Aren't they getting screwed on this whole deal?
Yes, they are. A lot of people depend on interest earned on their portfolio, whether it's in a safe investment like large CDs or buying government bonds or corporate bonds. And so people at retirement or in their retirement are being really hurt by this. And so that's one negative effect. Another negative effect is that it is worsening the unfunded liability problem of public employee pension plans. Like here in Nevada, we have PERS, which is underfunded by 30%. Which is the actuarials are using an 8% rate of return, which is nonsense. And what we have now is something close to 1 or 2%. So the real degree of underfundedness is closer to 50%, maybe 60%. And that's not true just in Nevada, it's true everywhere. So those low interest rates really are creating another financial tsunami coming down the line that all these public employee pension plans are going to have to be bailed out. And a third negative effect is the federal government has greater incentive to issue more bonds because from their perspective, it doesn't cost much. That is, there's less discipline to cut the deficit. And unfortunately, it's not just the Democrats there, because you've got an awful lot of Republicans up there that they're just Republicans in name only.
Okay. Can I just follow up? Just
absolutely.
We have so much more to ask Tom. We should have kept him on for two shows. Robert Frank is an economist and writes for the New York Times. He's at the Johnson Graduate School of Management at Cornell. And one of the things he said was that people keep talking about all these painful choices that we have to make, but in reality, a lot of the choices aren't that painful. For example, he said that, with unemployment, that we should be looking at infrastructure projects because we have a crumbling infrastructure in this nation. We've seen it in the past in the history that where we put money into infrastructure, it benefits not only in the short term with lots of qualified people for those jobs, but we'll never get the prices lower in terms of borrowing money to build the infrastructure problems or completing them. Do you think that that's a good idea?
Well, I think there are two problems. I'm suspicious of any economist that said, hey, the trade-offs are real easy. There's not going to be any pain. That sounds like a politician. Secondly, quote, infrastructure, it's sort of like everybody nods and said, hey, that's great. But when you look at the details, a lot of this infrastructure spending is where government is going way beyond what most of us think of infrastructure. They want to build high-speed trains between San Francisco and Los Angeles.
Wait, isn't that a great idea? It only costs, $100 billion?
And government has a wonderful record of picking losers. It's good. They have an extremely poor record of picking winners. And they come up with these ideas, alternative energy, alternative forms of transportation. And unfortunately, that is under the guise of infrastructure. It's like now we don't call government spending. We call it investment now. And no, I don't agree with that. I think that he's offering a false impression that there will be pain. There has to be. And secondly, that's a catch-all word, infrastructure. It's just another way of saying I want more government spending.
You know, talking about economics, it's so easy for the normal person to tune out because you hear so much differences in data, and it usually has to do with where somebody falls on what side of the political spectrum. It's like, hey, it's great. Unemployment is down. It went from 8.3% to 8.1%. And then when you look at the data, it's not necessarily the case that that's a good thing. Is there some kind of economic sluice box that you use as an economist to sift the real data from the BS?
It's not just me. I think most economists are very well aware of how you measure the economic performance. It's the problem is that your value systems get involved, and whether you ideologically or in favor of expanded government, that there's where you tend to... In my view, the conservative economist tends to be the most honest. They just simply tell you these are the facts. It's the more liberal-oriented economist that tries to spin it. Now, you know, the unemployment rate, the public is
Hang on, though. I mean, if we go back over this administration, the previous, they've both had expanded government. I mean, it's not just the liberal side of the aisle. It's been the Republican side of the aisle as well.
Well, then they're not real conservatives. It's you go to Washington, D.C., and you drink from the waters of the Potomac.
So you don't think Bush, Cheney were real conservatives?
On fiscal spending? Absolutely not.
Right. Absolutely not.
So, and then we see the fiscal conservatives, and look what happens to them. That would be the Ron Paul side of the party, and they were marginalized at every step of the way. So, I mean, the Republican Party itself is really split into two pieces at this point. The libertarian wing that would go along with more of what you're saying from a financial standpoint, and what you would call Republicans in name only. I want to ask you, because we're out of time, actually, but price of gold, does it not appear to you that the price of gold is going to continue to go up and go to historic levels based on the economic problems not only in this country but around the world?
Well, I think a lot depends on the outcome of the election. I don't have great expectations that Romney administration would be able to handle these things, but I know what will happen under an Obama administration. So it's unknown at this point. Gold is historically an index of pessimism in the public's confidence in the fiscal and monetary responsibility of a government. And we are in uncharted and dangerous waters right now.
And that's where we're going. Words to live by. Come back soon. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
She's a liar.
It was just a little white lie. I told him we were...
going to a movie, but first he took me furniture shopping. I hate furniture shopping.
But he loved Ennis Fine Furniture. That's where he discovered...
Stickley. I'll admit, I've never seen furniture like that. Finally, we found...
room. I knew once we got there.
Oh, she could be sneaky.
The next time I took him to Ennis, he was thrilled.
But first she took me clothes shopping. I hate clothes shopping.
I'm ready to go.
I'm driving.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
There are 47% of the people who vote for the president no matter what, who are dependent upon government, who believe that they are victims, who believe that government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe that they're entitled to health care, to food, to housing, to you name it. And they will vote for this president no matter what. And so my job is not to worry about those people. I'll never convince them that they should take personal responsibility and care for their lives.
It's the Super Sale at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. You won't believe the incredible selection of great-looking Lazy Boy furniture, now at Super Savings. You'll find unbeatable values on tempting recliners and spectacular prices on a wide range of sofa styles, with more amazing deals throughout the store, plus special financing available. For a super selection at Super Savings you won't find anywhere else, don't miss the Super Sale. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel here. Mary Lau is here, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Chris Wicker is spokesman with the Washoe Dems. Pleasure to have you all here. Did you want to follow up a little bit after what Professor Cargill had said?
Well, I mean, I think he was absolutely fantastic in
talking about... That's why we book him on the show.
Absolutely. In talking about the independence of the Fed. And, you know, we had that conversation with Jerry O'Driscoll last week. Is Bernanke too political? Is the Federal Reserve making fiscal political policy instead of monetary policy? And I mean, I think that's a valid question and one we should discuss, but you know, you only hear it on shows like this and maybe, you know, a couple on Fox Business or CNBC because it's boring. It's not something everybody wants to talk about or can grasp and understand.
It is a very important question. Unfortunately, you get somebody like Professor Cargill, who is obviously biased in one certain direction, and his evidence that Bernanke's decisions are political are about as thick as paper. You know, he's got nothing to back it up except that he doesn't like Bernanke's policies, so he thinks it must be political.
But real quick, Chris, the point that he did make is, okay, we've tried printing more money once. We tried it twice, and here we are. It didn't work. We're still in this morass, so we're going to now triple down with some crazy reason that on a third time it's going to magically work and everything's going to be fine. I think that was a point he was making.
Oh, and it's a perfectly valid point because the problem is the financial hole that we got ourselves into has been so utterly difficult to solve that all these things have been tried. But maybe the third time will actually help these serious problems we have.
Okay, Mary, jump in here.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, maybe the third time is a prayer.
I mean, it could be.
Have to turn around and take definitive steps, not try the same thing over and
over
again.
Isn't that the definition of insanity?
Total insanity.
The same thing over and over
expecting a different result.
All right, so what would you prefer to see the Fed do?
I would prefer the Fed to butt out. I mean, I'm sorry,
but it's
another manipulation into the market instead of letting the free market system go. Anytime you try to manipulate something, it always changes. If you let water reach its own natural course, it's going to be there fine.
It's like when you declare war. And on the first day, you find out that things are very different from what you originally planned.
But that's called life,
right? But you say butt out. So what would you rather see? Because I know a lot of seniors sitting here today or listening today would say, yeah, we'd love to see the interest rates go up so that you know our portfolios can start paying off again.
Yeah, I mean it's not legitimate to hold the interest rates down. You know, and the competition, it wouldn't stay down. I mean, when we had the huge inflations and double-digit increases and double-digit interest rates and stuff, it was because of government interference again. So, and I agree with Mr. Cargill on the fact that if you're going to be an economist, you should look at the numbers conservatively always. And I don't care what it is and who you are, either which way. You can't interject a conservative Republican viewpoint. You can't interject a liberal Democrat.
You mean it's not valid to look at an 8% rate of return for PERS? That's amazing.
Chris Cargill has interjected a conservative viewpoint.
And he admits
The vast majority of economists would say that if you let the interest rates rise, it's going to hurt the chances we have of pulling out of this recession. Now, maybe you say, well, the free market is God and we should just let the free market go. Well, the free market isn't always going to take us where we need to go.
That's right. We need more government intervention.
Sometimes
we need more government involvement.
Sometimes we do.
Sometimes you just have to let it go and stop trying to manipulate everything.
But isn't the bottom line, though, that the financial advisors to the president are not very different, if at all, from the Bush administration, and that we're seeing similar policies continuing on through this administration.
Unfortunately, some of them that got elevated were lower-level advisors that were never meant to hold those positions.
And what do you think about Professor Cargill's position, talking about Republicans in name only versus real conservatives?
Again, I don't think politics needs to be interjected in that. When he's using the
word conservative... Well, you told me that privately and publicly today.
Using the word conservative, I mean conservative in dealing with numbers, because this whole thing is a Rube Goldberg mess now. First we started with scotch tape, then we started with staples, then we're in, now we're into
duct
tape.
There's a parrot somewhere.
Yeah, I mean it absolutely is the biggest mess in the world, and we keep tweaking and fixing, and we're destroying.
Well, we could just let it hit bottom and let the unemployment rate go up to 20-30%.
In reality, we are at that on our unemployment. In reality, our homes are there, and yes.
So let's let it get worse.
At a certain point in time, you have to cut it out.
The problem with Japan, where they have not had any real economic growth for 3 decades now, is because the government kept going in there and propping companies up. Where you look at Taiwan and you add a business fail every day, and they're much stronger for it. That is where you need to get government out.
Okay, Chris?
Yeah, I agree that you don't need to keep propping businesses up. Sometimes you need to prop the economy up.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. A spirited discussion. Pass me
that
scotch tape. We'll be right back.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
She has this chair.
He loves that chair.
Oh, she loves that chair. It's a Stickley.
It was my dad's.
It was her mom's, and
he wanted a matching piece. One piece, I said.
So we go to Ennisfine Furniture. She went nuts.
He went crazy with all the different styles.
So I pointed out.
And I pointed out.
Great value.
How affordable. So.
Anyway.
We ended up with.
More than one piece.
Like I said, but does he?
She listen. I thought it was your mom's chair.
You know it was my dad's chair.
At grocery outlet, they sell the brands you love.
The brands you love. Brands you know and love. Even name brand natural foods and organics.
Name brand products on every shelf.
Every aisle.
Every day. At prices up to 50% less than you spend at the big name grocery stores. Things that I know
and love.
Grocery outlet, bargain market.
Attention homeowners, best time to short sell is now. For a limited time only, you can collect up to $30,000 when you short sell. Yes, homeowners and investors can now short sell and get 100% forgiveness. Annie Christian can help you short sell now and collect up to $30,000. Call Annie at 775-351-5117 to find out how much your bank is giving you to short sell. Best time to short sell is now. Call 775-351-5117 today.
It's the Super Sale at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. You won't believe the incredible selection of great-looking Lazy Boy furniture, now at Super Savings. You'll find unbeatable values on tempting recliners and spectacular prices on a wide range of sofa styles, with more amazing deals throughout the store, plus special financing available. For a super selection at Super Savings you won't find anywhere else, don't miss the Super Sale. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sam, tomorrow we're going to have a judicial debate with Scott Freeman and Cal Dunlap.
Expect some fireworks. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.